I think Africa wants many things. At the top of the list will be some type of debt relief, because Africa owes China a lot of money, and it's becoming clear that many of our countries can no longer carry the debt burden and also do development planning at the same time. So some type of relief from China would be at the top of the list. But also, there were promises that were made the last time Africa met China in this format that have not been delivered. Then there's also things that China wants that Africa may not be fully comfortable with delivering. So you're going to have to negotiate over those things as well. But these types of events, I would say they are net positive, because anytime you have a chance to engage a major power, you should always take that meeting, but you should always show up with a list of your own demands.
So, Professor, as you said, Africa wants debt relief. I was reading an article by Reuters that says that Chinese lending to Africa rose last year, 2023. What is the difference between China lending and that of, say, the World Bank or the International Monetary Fund?
So the World Bank, as a multilateral lender, usually works with these countries to plan long-term development. And also, they've given us money that we've used to pay off other debts. The Chinese have engaged in more of some kind of a bilateral deal. A lot of it is opaque, so we don't even know how much money governments are borrowing. The Chinese notoriously have a tendency to demand some of the things that we know guarantee a good governance and accountability. They tend not to comment about, you know, whether you rig elections, whether you commit human rights violations, all those things. And we do know that in countries where governance is not taken seriously, leaders are likely to also misuse the money.
Most of those African countries are badly in need of infrastructure development. So short of loans, can they give up something that they have so that they can get Chinese help with infrastructure development?
Well, some of the deals have involved guaranteeing the Chinese access to Africa's natural resources. So if you look at the DRC, for example, they've signed deals that gives China what China wants. China's been looking for raw materials, oil and rare earth minerals, for example. And Africa has some of those. But the type of deals that you sign matters. So are you giving them access to the raw form of the resource, or are you setting up deals that require them to come and process some of that in your country so you can also get jobs for your people? But now China has come to the table with different needs, because the Chinese have invested heavily in new products, particularly electric cars, for example, and they can't export those cars to the West because Western countries are shutting up the economies. So China at this conference is now looking for markets in Africa to sell, you know, their EVs and, you know, solar panels and all those things. And it's not clear whether Africa has the ability to absorb all of that that is coming in.
Before I let you go, Professor, one thing I think Africa might need the most, at least some African countries, is that of digital development, the technology. Can Africa get help from China to make communication easier?
Well, the Chinese have already provided some of that type of assistance. China, for example, has a strong 5G technology that they were trying to export around the world, you know, through Huawei. The West blocked those things. So now Africa has become one of the few places where they can get markets for that. But you talk now about major investments in broadband and technology, all those things. Those are the kinds of demands that Africans need to make at the table. Africa is actually in a very strong position to demand concessions, because the Chinese need access to our markets and they need to help us get rich so we can buy these things from them, not just come and dump things on our continent or make bad loans to our leaders and then shield those leaders from accountability. Because when they end up misusing those funds, in the end, it affects everybody on the continent.